Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair podcast, where we tackle the tough topics in child care and early education. I'm your host, Erica Sococcio, and in today's episode, we'll explore strategies for overcoming financial strain in running a child care center. From budgeting to revenue generation, we'll discuss practical tips to ensure the financial stability of your center. But before diving into solutions, it's critical to assess the financial health of your child care center. Pull out your P&L. Make sure that you are reviewing your budget, looking at your expenses line by line, and also revenue streams to identify areas of strength and opportunities for improvement. Are there any areas where you're overspending? And if you haven't really talked to your vendors in the last year or so, it's a great time to revisit that as well. See what new specials are available. See if there are new products that are less money, or that you can buy in bulk to save you money. So take a look at each of those items. See where you are overspending. How do you even know if you're overspending? So you might want to take a look and see what items are costing you what per student, and use that as you work on creating what your tuition rates should be. Do you have untapped revenue resources that you can explore? And understanding your financial situation is truly the first step towards finding solutions. When you budget wisely, it is such an important part of managing that financial strain. Develop a realistic budget that accounts for all of your expenses. Make sure you include payroll and the taxes, rent or mortgage, your utilities, supplies, and maintenance. Make sure you're looking at all your memberships, all your subscriptions, all the things that you are paying on a regular basis. And then you want to make sure that you are adding in or considering creating a contingency fund for unexpected expenses or emergencies. Regularly review and adjust your budget as needed to ensure that your expenses are in line with your revenue. And you may need to make adjustments during peak times of your year, depending if there is, you know, some ebb and flow. To alleviate financial strain, explore opportunities to increase revenue streams, such as raising tuition fees or implementing tiered pricing structures for additional services or extended hours. There are also a plethora of grant opportunities. You can do fundraising events or even partner with local businesses and organizations. Additionally, consider offering additional services such as tutoring, enrichment programs, or summer camps that generate additional income. Now, I will tell you, if you do not have an after-school program as part of your child care facility, you are missing out. You are missing out not only on revenue, but the opportunity to service a family for an extended amount of time. We have what I call feeder schools. So we have two locations that offer infant, toddler, pre-K. And when our students graduate, they just graduate and they move to a new building right down the street. It's literally less than a mile. And so what that allowed us to do is that our students, when they graduate, the families didn't have to go out looking for a new program for either summer camp or after school programming. They just rolled right into. And one of the things when we give tours, we talk to families and we say, one of the things that families love about our program is it's a program your child can grow into, not out of. And that really resonates with families. Because finding a center that, you know, meets your values and your family's culture and all of those hot buttons that really are important to you, it's hard enough. Never mind having to do it again once your child turns 5. But putting that aside, going back to budgets, you want to make sure that you're maximizing efficiency, and cutting costs can really help alleviate that financial strain. So you want to look for ways to streamline your operations, such as implementing digital systems for administrative tasks or renegotiating contracts with vendors or your landlord for better rates. Also consider energy-saving measures to reduce utility costs or sharing resources with other childcare centers to lower expenses, because every dollar that you save contributes to your center's financial stability. Make sure that you're building strong relationships with your families, your staff, and your community. It can be invaluable when overcoming financial strain. Engage with families to understand their needs and their expectations and seek their support through referrals or testimonials. You also want to foster a positive work environment to retain your qualified staff who are committed to your center's success, and cultivate partnerships with local businesses, organizations, and government agencies to have access to resources, funding opportunities, and support. I know I love our local SBA. They're amazing. And, you know, our state affiliate could not have been more helpful when we needed money to grow. Finally, I would say don't hesitate to seek professional guidance. If you're struggling with financial strain, consider consulting with a financial advisor or an accountant who specializes in the childcare business. They can offer you insights, advice, and strategies tailored to your center's specific needs and challenges. And investing in professional expertise can ultimately save you time and money and stress in the long run, not to mention overpaying in taxes. So overcoming financial strain in running a childcare center is not easy. But with careful budgeting, creative revenue generation, efficient operations, and strong relationships and professional guidance, it is possible to achieve financial stability and sustainability. By implementing these strategies and reminding yourself that it is going to be changing circumstances on a regular basis. So this will help ensure that your center continues to thrive and provide quality care for the children and families in your community. So thanks for tuning into the Child Care Director's Chair podcast. If you like our content, we would love to have you be a supporter of our show. If you click in the links below, there's a support our show tab. You can hit that and you can support our show for as little as $3 a month. It really does make a difference and helps us produce more content for you. We got to start putting together some free checklists and articles, also some blogs. If you hop on over to our Facebook page or Instagram, you'll find a lot of new content there. And, you know, we really do appreciate you tuning into our podcast. And as always, remember, it is the small things and the small details that make the biggest impact on the success of your childcare business. So again, thank you for tuning in. And as always, have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your childcare centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.